Under Investigation takes a bit of a Queensland twist tonight, Cliffo. Liz Hayes and the team looking into the attack that we know about that happened on the rural property in Weambela last year. Police constables Matthew Arnold and Rachel McCrow, who were killed in what I didn't realise, you didn't realise, is now considered a religiously motivated attack. To unpack it all, Liz Hayes herself joins us right now. Good morning, Liz.
Yeah, good morning again.
Yeah.
Liz, this is a fairly meaty one you're going to have the spotlight on tonight. And this is one that I think still very much alive in the hearts of many Queenslanders in particular.
Yes, this is, you know, this was one of those moments, in my opinion, where the entire nation stopped, where we all stopped and thought about who are we, what has happened here, has there been a shift in our nation?
So true.
And I think it had such an impact that we thought, let's try and explore who the trains were. Let's see what makes somebody with a conspiratorial thought. And lots of people have alternative views. But what makes them go that extra step? What makes them want to become violent? And, of course, we know plenty of people who might be, you know, a little paranoid about authority and the control, but it doesn't mean that it's going to all end like this.
No.
So what is it that takes us, those of us who feel so frightened or feel that they have to be violent, I guess, to do what they think is right.
Yeah, so that's the trains you're talking about, Gareth, Nathan,
yes,
and Stacey. Sorry. And so, yeah. I knew that there was a conspiracy theory kind of associated with them, but now it's being labelled as Australia's first fundamentalist Christian terrorist attack. Is that right?
It is. I think the Queensland Police have stated that themselves, that their investigation into the trains certainly makes them believe that they're these pre-millennials, I think. I think what we're having to deal with is the internet, which brings people together. Mm. So we look at the trains tonight. We follow their digital path. We can see Gareth Train in particular, who's been on the net for some years, some decades, and where he's, as best we can tell, where his mind has been and where he's been delving. And there's no doubt that COVID was a tipping point for a lot of people. And it seems that the trains too thought COVID was a signal that the world was coming to an end.
Oh, gosh.
So we will look at this, but we'll also look at, is this something new for our nation? Is this something that we are going to have to just sit down and think about?
Yeah.
Because it's okay to have an alternative thought. That is not a crime.
No.
Yeah.
It's how you behave or act upon any of your alternative thoughts.
Yes.
It's when they become, I guess, extremists that it is an issue. I'm glad you're looking at this because I think you're so right what you said there, Liz, about how there was a shift in the nation's thought pattern, particularly in our state in Queensland. I know I personally, you know, for the weeks afterwards and probably to this day, I still look at police differently, you know, and with a lot more love and, you know, thanks for what you do, I guess, in my mind. But get across this under investigation. It is tonight at 9 p.m., a deep dive into the Weambela shootings from December last year. Catch it on Channel 9 and 9 Now. Liz Hayes, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.